This is an unrehearsed oral history interview concerning the old Latonya racetrack with Mr. Clarence Gehring of 2649 Van Deren Avenue, Lakeside Park, Kentucky. The interview was conducted at Mr. Gehring's home at 11 a.m. on August 18, 1978. Mr. Ralph Murray conducted the interview. Mr. Gehring is a retired employee of the Coca-Cola Company. Clarence, it's very interesting to have been invited here to your home and to see some of the mementos and the books and the wonderful remembrances that you have here of old Latonya Racetrack. And I suppose that your background at the track is what spurred you on to develop such an excellent pictorial presentation of the old track.
That's right.
Is that true?
That's right. It's true.
When did your first interest in the track begin?
Well, I've had an interest in the track as long as I can remember. Dad being in the racing game, as he always expressed it. And we lived in Vine Street in Cincinnati, where I was born, and we moved to Latonya so Dad could be close to the track. And when I was about 5 or 6 years old, I can't remember just for sure. And naturally, my interest began all as early as that. I don't recall exactly when I went to the races for the first time, but one big race I can remember seeing when I was 11 years old is in October 1924 when Sarrazin beat that great French horse Eppenhardt. The paddock was down there around the 3/16th pole, and we always set by the paddock there, and I stood on the iron railing at the quarter pole and watched that race. That was a great race. Sarrazin set the track record for the race, mile and a quarter race, and Eppenhardt finished second. It was a wonderful race. He ran twice prior to that and got beat each time. He finished second each time. Then he ran one more time. He went to Maryland. He was 50 cents to a dollar, and I believe he finished fifth, and that was his last race here. But he wasn't allowed a prep race before any of his big races, and I think that was a hindrance to Eppenhardt. No, not to be derogatory of our American horses, who were very good, but he was not allowed a preparatory race before any of his big races, and I believe that was somewhat of a drawback to him.
What kind of a race was it? Was it a close finish, or were they in a drive in the stretch, or what do you remember about it?
I think Sarrazin wound up winning about a length and a half. And Eppenhardt was second, and I believe a horse called My Play was third. Well, as I said, I was small then yet, of course, 11 years old. I was standing on the rail, and oh man, that's so long ago. I just can't recall too well how the race was run anymore. I think Chilloway was in front in that race. Oh boy, you got me going back now, and I can't remember too well.
No doubt that race was one of the races that established Old Laetona as one of our great racetracks.
Oh, no doubt about it. In those days, I think the better horses run here at Laetona. I don't think there's any doubt about it. We here at Laetona, the best horses in the country run here at that time. No doubt about that. And I believe even the cheaper races, so to speak, the claiming races, I think the purses were about as large here as they were in any track in the country. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I think that race was worth 50 or 55,000 added that day.
Do you remember some of the jockeys who rode about that time?
Some of the jockeys at that time, well, we had all the best jockeys in the country here. My Sandy was here, and of course, we had our home, more or less hometown boys, Poole and Earl Poole, Mac Garner, and I'm trying to name some of the better ones that was here that rode at that time. Oh boy. Memory don't serve me. I should know some. McAtee. And I think Fader rode here, I'm sure. Memory, where art thou?
Your father, Frank Gehring, was an owner trainer. How long did he race at Old Laetona?
Well, he raced here till the close in July 29th, 1939. And then the next year he raced at River Downs. That was 1940, of course. And I think he run Frank's Boy in October of 40, and I think that's the day that he gave Endy 22 pounds going a mile and 40 yards, and he was in front, but he got beat, I think, a length and a half, and that was the last, I recall, that was the last time Dad run him, and then he sold him.
Could it be that Frank's Boy was named for you?
Yeah, I think that's obvious. Yeah, he did.
Could you tell us a little bit about Frank's Boy?
Well, I didn't go with him. He went out to Tom McCaffrey farm, and he had this colt by Gallus. Gallus had never started. And he looked him over and liked the conformation. And he looked at a filly there. So he bought them both from McCaffrey, and he named the filly Lucille's Dolly. And that's the name of my two sisters. And before he started either one of the youngsters, it looked like Lucille's Dolly was going to be the better of the two, because she come along faster, and her morning workouts were a little better than Frank's Boy. And we kind of thought that she, as I said, was going to be the better of the two, but it turned out the other way. Frank's boy naturally is, you know, he turned out to be a pretty nice horse. And Dad was in Cleveland with Frank's boy, and Butch Marshall and I were in the store next to the turf club, and I sold Lucille's Dolly for, well, what's the difference, $300 to Tom isn't that awful? I can't think of his last name. Well, anyway, I sold her for $300 while Dad was up there. And of course, the first time Dad run Frank's boy, he 20-1 on morning line. And I went downtown 20th Street and tried to get the morning line on him, but that was impossible. Nobody lay it. In fact, I couldn't get nothing on him. And he wound up being 2-1 and winning the first time out in front all the way. And that was the beginning of a pretty good career for Frank's boy. He never did run him over 12 times in 1 year. Never did. And the year that he was named Ohio's champion, I'm pretty sure, I think he won 8 out of 12. I'm almost positive. And he was a pretty hard-hitting horse. And but later on, he got older. He got awful mean. He really did. And we were always just scared he wasn't going to come out of the gate when we were running. You know, it makes quite a difference how a horse comes out of the gate, you know. And as I said, the old Latonia was gone, and Dad didn't want to go away anymore. So after the next year, 1940, and the last race, I think it was in October 40, why, he sold him. He sold him to an agent called Rush McCoy, who was working for a man named Wolf out of Kansas City. And I don't know exactly where he run him anymore. I know he did run in California, I know that. Back in the close to the middle 40s he run out there. And he run pretty fair then even. But I didn't exactly keep up with his record after Dad sold him. But he was a real nice colt.
The Tom McCaffrey farm, where was that? I don't remember if that was in Boone County or if that was out at Farms.
Somewhere in Boone County, Ralph.
Mm-hmm. I
didn't go with him when he went out there. I didn't go with him. And I don't recall, I'm sure it was in Boone, somewhere in Boone County.
It was one of the prominent farms in early Latonia racing.
Yeah.
As a breeding establishment.
Yeah, yes.
It's interesting that Frank's boy was the champion of Ohio, and that was quite a record for him, wasn't it?
Well, you see, and that year that he was champion, he run most of his races in Ohio, you see. Well, now that's obvious that he had to be Ohio champion, he had to run his races there. I mean, as I said, that's obvious. But, well, he was up in Thistledown, and then right across the road was North Randall, you know. And he run there, and as I said previously, that year he went 8 out of 12, and he wasn't out of the money. But and also, as I said before, I'm almost positive that we never run him over 12 times in 1 year. And speaking of from a money standpoint, if he would have went here and there, so to speak, and run him more often, why naturally would he would have won more races. I don't know how many more he could have won out of how many other starts. I don't know what the percentage might have been compared to the 8 out of 12, but money-wise, we surely would have in the long run win more money than he did, because 12 times is nothing to run in 1 year.
Yes, 12 times is sort of a light campaign for a lot of horses, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Do you recall other horses your dad owned?
Oh, well. He wasn't real, as the expression goes, a real good horse, but I went down with him to Calumet Farm, and he can't remember the gentleman's name that told Dad to go down and look at this colt. His name was Arnold. And I went down with him, and Dad looked him over, and he was bowed, and I think it was the right front leg. But Dad took him anyway. He didn't start as a two-year-old. And the first time he run him was an allowance race, if I recall correctly, at Latonia. And he ran pretty good. I think Lauman was on him, I'm almost sure. And he ran pretty good, and we thought, well, we might have something here. But to make a long story short, he didn't turn out to be too much. But he won a few races. Well, of course, then there was in his early, more or less early campaigning back in early 1920, 21, he had that horse called Wagner, who was cut out to be a good horse. And he got him, I believe, in New Orleans, and we were down there as a family, and I guess I was about maybe four then, five at the most, and I remember him running down there, and he turned out to be a pretty good horse, Wagner did. He was by a French horse called Sardanapale, and in fact, my sister was born in New Orleans. Then we come back to Latonia, and he run here, but I can't exactly recall any of his races here. I was a little too young.
What year was that that he was running?
But come back here, it must have been 19, latter part of 21 or early part of 22 when we left New Orleans and come back to Latonia.
There was a racing circuit, New Orleans in the wintertime, Churchill Downs, Latonia. Sort of followed that pattern, didn't I? Suppose some of the horses went from Latonia to New York or to Chicago.
That's true, yes. They follow the circuit, as you said, yeah, from here to there and there to here and around.
I guess because of that and the spring and fall meetings being held at Latonia was one of the reasons why the track attracted some very prominent racing stables, and then also some of the stables wintered at Latonia, didn't they? And they stayed here the year round.
Yeah. Some did, yes.
Do you remember some of the other trainers around Latonia?
Yes, sure. Trainers, there was old Jim Lally. Wonderful man. Bill Stewey, Red Wingfield, Long Blue. the Hack brothers, I think they were from Newport, to Ollie Hack and his brother. I think they were from Newport. But they were more or less old Latonyites, so to speak, being over here all the time with their horses. See, who else was there from Latonia? Can't recall anybody else. Henry Forrest? Yeah, Henry and Joe Forrest, yeah. Forgot them.
Red Wingfield, he was a very outstanding trainer, wasn't he?
Oh, Red was a good horse.
Nationally known, yeah. As was Henry Forrest.
Henry Forrest? Oh, yeah. Well, Henry Forrest wound up with Kiowa King, you know that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Henry was a good trainer. Red was a good trainer, yeah. I think all those Latonia people, seriously, were good trainers. What do you do? Some of them had some horses that weren't, so to speak, too good, and it's harder to train a cheap horse and one that just doesn't have good legs than it is to train a good one, you know, I believe. And to try to win a race with the cheaper horses is a little more of a problem than, I believe, than winning with the good horses. And then we had, if you want to get into the jocks, Matt Garner just lived down around 26th Street. He was one of the best. And I think Earl Poole was born in Cincinnati, and I don't know, we considered him a hometown boy. He stayed with O'Donnell's on Lock Street, right just two doors from where I lived. Stayed there year after year. Joe Moran, the outrider, everybody knew him. He stayed down a couple doors down with Mr. and Mrs. Dahl.
Can you...
Ivan Park, when he won the title, most wins in 1923 and 1924, lived right across the street from me, Catty Corner. In fact, he lived next door to my wife, Esther. Stayed with the Orders, people named Orders, Ivan Park. And little Dinner Stew boys stayed right up the corner with Winterings, just a short half a score up the corner. He rode Buddy Basil in 1929, won the Latonia Derby over here.
It was common then for the horse people to board and to live with the in the residences.
Oh, yes.
In the town, wasn't
it? Yes, 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 as you well know, because you know who stayed with you. Yes, they did. We had a lot of owners and trainers that stayed right with the people in Latonia there. Jimmy Burke, he stayed next door to me with the Vogelsangs, and I think Mickey Scobie stayed there too. And Leslie Woods, all them jocks, they all stayed around there, you know, with the residents.
The town really took on a racing atmosphere.
Oh, goodness, yes.
Track began to run.
Well, I started in June the 9th, 1883, and it went on till July the 29th, 1939. I've got the record of the first race that was run at Latonia on June the 9th. I have it in my chart book here. And I'm proud to have that.
Yes, that's a very, very fine reference source. It's a valuable book. Could you tell us what is contained in a chart book? Mm-hmm. You know, racing has so many records, unlike other sports, that chart books weekly journals, whatnot, contain a lot of very fine reference materials and source material, especially for individuals who might like to become involved with writing events concerning racing and whatnot. But could you tell us, what is a chart book?
A chart book can come in monthly volumes, 12 of course, or it may be compiled into possibly two or three, as they call them, volumes, or books, whichever term you want to use, same difference. In those books are the races, all the races that was run through the entire year, United States, perhaps Cuba, Mexico, Canada. And to explain a little bit about, as you said, what does the chart book contain, each race that was run, as I said, throughout the United States is in this chart book. We have the date, of course, whether it's allowance race, handicap, selling race, claiming race, whatever it may be. Gives the age limit, the purse, the mount to the winner, number of horses, names, of course, jockeys, weight, owners, trainers. And then by chart, it means the race is charted. In other words, it gives the post position of each horse, where they broke, as they call it, start, the first, the quarter, who was in front, by how far, who was second, third, fourth, etc. Then it'll give the half. It's according to the distance of the race, whether they give it three quarters or a mile, and then the stretch. Of course, if it's a short race, it doesn't go into all that. It'll just give a quarter, half, stretch, and finish. Gives the finish, who went, of course, by how far, and as I said, the jock who rode each horse, and the owner, and the amount they paid, if they were in the money, or if they didn't finish in the money, it gives the amount that they would have paid for $2. Then at the bottom, it gives the time and the comment on the race, how the race was run.
Now, the source of the chart book is the Daily Racing Form?
Yes, yes, yes. They, Daily Racing Form compiles these chart books.
You have quite a few chart books which could trace back to many years of racing at Old Latonya. What years do you actually have here in your library?
After Latonya closed in 39, I didn't attempt to acquire any books after 1940. My main interest was Latonya, and the books got awful big. And I have from 1883 to 1940 almost complete. Now, there are some years I do not have. I've been trying to get them for years, and I just cannot find them. 1909, 10, 11, I don't know. Those will never be found, I don't think. But I have a pretty good reference there, without exception of some few years and some few months. A pretty good reference from 83 to 1939.
Well, it is very interesting that Old Latonya motivated all this wonderful interest that you have. And thank you so very much, Clarence. It's been a real pleasure for me to have been here with you.
You're welcome. Thank you.